651, currently 75 degrees. We're under mostly cloudy skies in the mid-Michigan area. We had thunderstorms roll through the area, but they stayed to our south and in our north. Detroit and Flint are getting pounded by thunderstorms as we speak, but it doesn't look like we're going to get much beyond a drop or two as the clouds extend just to the Portland area. So the much-needed rain for the many lawns throughout the area is going to have to wait, I guess, a little bit. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Mike Britt, who's the president of the Accident Fund Insurance Company of America. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Many of our listeners are interested in the insurance industry as well as business, and we're going to talk a little bit about both this morning. Before we get to the first topic of conversation, I guess I just wanted to get your take and your company's take on what happened with the Supreme Court's ruling in Obamacare. I know there's probably a lot of information for your company to digest, but what were your thoughts?
Well, I think overall, you know, we've had a little bit of time to prepare for. We've had quite a bit of work being done on it. And overall, we're going to, you know, look for not much change on the work comp side. You know, obviously the healthcare side is going to have some changes, and some of that, I guess, will remain to be seen. But on the workers' comp side, we feel like there might be a little bit of change here and there, but for the most part, that particular ruling is going to leave the comp industry alone.
How do you prepare for this when you know that the Supreme Court's going to rule, and now it's still going to remain a political issue? If a Republican if Mitt Romney wins, he's talked about he's going to do away with it. The Republicans believe that they have legislative means to deal with this. Does that kind of leave up in the air how you're going to work with this, or do you just make contingency plans to react however it may be, end up?
Yeah, that's really what we do, Tony. I mean, we try and put contingency plans in place. At this point, we're preparing to move forward as if that will be in place when the timelines come around. If and when something happens in between now and then, we'll adjust to that. It's pretty similar, although this is a fairly big potential new law. It's pretty similar to what we face in many other states where the legislature would change a particular outlook or a particular ruling. So we try and prepare for it in the event that it hits here, and then if it doesn't, then we'll make adjustments and move on.
Mike, did you have to hire more people to deal with the complexities of Obamacare?
No, not at the workers' comp side. No, we really didn't.
All right. Let's talk about business in Michigan. You recently conducted a poll, and Michigan's businesses are pretty optimistic about the state's economy. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we conduct this survey of small businesses actually twice a year, and this has really been the most optimistic since we started the survey in 2006. What we really saw was a few overall major conclusions were that the businesses are really seeing quite a few positive signs and are becoming optimistic about business in Michigan again. They clearly believe that the state's economy is gaining momentum, and I think more importantly, they believe that the future is looking brighter than it has been. And we also saw in some of the major financial indicators, we also saw pretty much across the board improvement and increases in sales, in profits, also in hiring and wages, and in, like I say, in anticipating some future growth in the near future.
Why the optimism from those surveyed?
Well, if you look at what's going on around the state, the two major things that popped out of the survey were that, number one, they are seeing Michigan as a much better market for their goods and services. Nearly half of the businesses that we surveyed say that Michigan has become a pretty good market for them, and the percent of businesses that say that it's really just a fair market has really decreased pretty substantially. And then the other finding was that about 52%, so a little bit more than half of the businesses, now rate Michigan's business tax system as being fair, and a very small number, down to just 6%, rated as being unfair.
How many businesses did you talk to?
Well, we conducted a random survey with 864 businesses across the state of Michigan. They're small and medium-sized businesses, which is defined for the purpose of this survey as less than 500 employees. So it could be actually a pretty substantial size business, but any business less than 500 employees. And the only major concentration, we did pull about 35% here in the city of Lansing, since we're obviously headquartered here and do a fair amount of business here.
What did you learn about the six-month bottom line expectations and hiring and layoffs?
Hiring and layoffs, we found that a little over one in four, about 27% of businesses have actually hired new employees and added to staff in the last 6 months. That's up pretty substantially from just 6 months ago. The biggest increases, I should say, actually came from the Metro Detroit area and West Michigan. When you look at what's going on in the resurgence in the auto industry, that's really helping lift the Metro Detroit area. And we saw bottom line actually increase pretty substantially over where it was 6 months ago.
How about hiring here, hiring and layoffs here in the mid-Michigan area?
Hiring and layoffs here in the mid-Michigan area, in terms of any kind of aggregation, the two areas, as I said, that stuck out the most were Detroit, Western Michigan. The mid-Michigan area really seems to be in line with the rest of the state and roughly around that 25% level.
We're talking with Mike Britt, who's the president of the Accident Fund Insurance Company of America. Mike, anything else about the survey surprise you or kind of catch you off guard?
I think it was really the strength of the survey, Tony, and how folks have really become very positive, and more importantly, I think the outlook. If you look at what we consider to be major indicators, increases in hiring, wages, increased sales are up. The only thing that didn't really move at all in the survey was increased capital investment here in the state, and that stayed pretty constant and has actually for the last 18 months. Seems like businesses today are using the new revenue, to hire some qualified personnel, but they're really kind of continuing to limit capital investments. And the businesses are really telling us that they're still having trouble hiring qualified personnel for some of their new jobs. That's the two biggest things that we've seen.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, what's made Lansing such a hub for the insurance industry?
Lansing is obviously, from a geographic standpoint, is very well located. It's able to pull from not just the Lansing area, but from some of the surrounding communities. It's close to Detroit. It's close to the western part of the state. And it's just a good place to pull from a labor force and a good place to have your office.
All right, Mike, we appreciate your time greatly. Thanks so much. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 75 degrees under cloudy skies. Up next, WILS News Director Rich Hurl has the latest from last night's fiery Lansing City Council meeting. Laid off workers voiced their concerns about losing their jobs. That story next on 1320 WILS.